Welcome to Media OCU. I'm your host, Malia Vaughn. Today, a sorority member isn't sure universities do enough for Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and Student Government Association elections are coming up. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. According to the National Sexual Violence Resource Center website, college-age students are the most common victims of sexual assault. Their research shows 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men are sexually assaulted. Alpha Chi President Nicole Wilwert thinks colleges and universities could do more to shine light on sexual assault awareness.
I definitely think that we could do much more with the month. I think we're finally getting into a generation where we can finally talk about domestic violence and sexual assault. In the past, you couldn't, and that's great that finally, like, social media is getting involved in it, and it's something that we are really looking at and telling women and men also that it's not okay to be abused and it's not okay to have to go through this.
Student Senate Vice President is the only position to vote for in this year's SGA elections. The candidates are acting freshman Brandon Elder and economic sophomore Nick Rhodes. Students can vote through OrgSync between 8 a.m. March 31st and 5 p.m. April 1st. SGA President Beatrice Martinez said she thinks the election is especially important this year.
I think this election is probably going to be the most important for a while, mostly just because of all the transitioning with the university. Students do get in the habit of voicing their concerns in different platforms and kind of forget the basics and the simplest ways is to vote.
Other students applied for the rest of the positions, but they will not be voted on because those students were uncontested and can automatically assume their positions. That's it for this week. I'm your host, Malia Vaughn, and thank you for listening to Media OCU.